Hello and welcome to Crosstalk with your hosts, Martha Lee, Bill McMillan Sr., and Adam A., a podcast dedicated to encouraging and pointing people to Christ through the power of testimony, to provoke you to find your calling in the Lord. Hebrews 10:24 says, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works." This podcast is brought to you by Cornerstone Ministries New Life Church. So join us on this journey to reach the world for Christ, starting in our own backyard. We pray you enjoy the podcast and it blesses and encourages you, and may you grow in His Word and Spirit.
Hello and welcome to Crosstalk. Tonight we have the pleasure of having Richard Parker with us. Thank you. Welcome, Richard.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Welcome, Richard. We're thrilled to have you today.
Welcome, Richard. And I guess I'll ask you the first question. How does that sound to you?
Sounds good to me. I'm glad to hear from you.
Oh, amen. When did you get saved? And what brought you to the decision of accepting Jesus as your Savior?
Well, I was 9 years old when I gave my heart to the Lord, and I grew up in a godly household and had the privilege of having a godly father and a godly mother. They're pastors here in Bear, Delaware, and, amen. You know, I count it as an honor to be raised in a godly household, because so many people, even older in age, have never heard the name Jesus, but that wasn't my story. From a very young age, I heard about Jesus. I went to church almost daily, it seemed like, and fell asleep on the pews many of times. And
amen.
The name Jesus was really frequent in my life, and amen. I knew all the songs, and I knew the Bible verses, and I really count that as a privilege to be able to say those things. And but one day I realized that though I knew a lot about Jesus, I didn't know Him personally.
Amen.
And, you know, in other words, I had a knowledge of Him in my head, but no revelation of Him in my heart.
And, amen. Praise God.
Well, one day I had to come to the conclusion that I'm not going to just live through secondhand experiences. You know, I think a lot of our people, we don't like to just take it from anyone's mouth. We want to see those things for ourselves. If it's something good to eat, we want to eat it. If it's something special to see, we want to see it for ourselves. You know, the Bible says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." You know,
amen.
And one day I had that hunger for the Lord. I had that I thirsted for Him. And I simply just said a prayer, and I said, "Lord, I want You to become real to me." And amen. at a young age, being 9 years old, you know, I didn't know much then. And to say that I knew who Jesus was at 9 years old, I couldn't tell you that. The Apostle Paul, even older in his age, he's seen the third heaven. He had witnessed great revelation. And even as old as he was, he said, "I still want to know the Lord more."
Amen.
And over my life now, I gave my heart to the Lord at 9 years old. I'm 23 now. And over those years, although I didn't know what I was getting into then, I can testify that He grows sweeter and sweeter as the days go by.
Amen.
And He reveals Himself new to me every single day. Every whether it's a high or a low, whether it's a mountaintop or a valley, He shows up right on time, just when I need Him.
Amen.
I can testify that He can bind up a broken heart when you feel like your heart's in shatters and you can't put the pieces together. He truly does bind up broken hearts. Yeah. He truly does reach down in horrible pits. When you're in a pit, He pulls you up out of the miry clay. And He can be your joy when you need joy. He can be your peace when your understanding doesn't make sense.
Amen.
And, you know, I thank God that, you know, it was only by the power of God that I look at the places where I could have been and what He kept me from. And I think about that every day.
Praise God.
Wonderful testimony. Wonderful testimony. Can you share with us a little about, do you remember people you may have witnessed to or brought to the Lord?
Well, as soon as I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, Growing up in the ministry, with my dad being a pastor and my mom being a minister, and basically all of my family, I immediately felt a responsibility. Mm-hmm. You know, that if I've been given such a good thing, then I ought to not keep it to myself.
Man.
And I probably, as a young kid, I was annoying sometimes because I didn't properly know how to illustrate what I was talking about. But I'd try to witness to my cousins. When we was out playing, or when I was at school, I got the nickname of being like that Bible something kid at school because because I didn't know exactly. Sometimes I think you get overzealous and you kind of can beat people over the head with it. But I think as I've gotten older, God showed me by the power of the Holy Spirit, to have a little more maturity in that way. But I can, as early as remember, being on the school bus, witnessing to the school bus drivers, and the Lord, you know, a lot of people, I think that they gotta become a great orator first or some great theologian. But at 9 year old, I used with what I had. And if it was John 3:16, or if it was just telling someone that Jesus loves them. And as I've done that more, the Holy Spirit drops things in your heart. As I've studied to show myself approved, I think a lot of people wait. They want to have that perfect opportunity or that perfect instance to do it. But the best thing is like to be like Peter, just to step out of the boat and do it.
Amen.
And he'll meet you where you're at.
Praise God.
Amen. That was good.
Amen, brother.
So I'm sure you have a long laundry list here, but what comes to mind that you'd like to share with us? Any standout moments in your walk or any kind of move that really impacted you?
You know, I gave my heart to the Lord at 9 year old, but I believe I was 12 when I got baptized in the Holy Ghost. An evangelist that's come to our church and to a bunch of our people's churches over the years, Brother Rod Vincent, in one of his revivals, I got baptized in the Holy Ghost. And once I got baptized in the Holy Ghost, you know, many times I felt like Simon, like Jesus said, you're like shifting sands. But once I got baptized in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost is what keeps you. And no matter when you get wishy-washy, when your faith feels like it's fleeting, when you have that Holy Ghost that's a paraclete that will pick you up, but when you're falling, that will keep you from stumbling, you know. Amen. When I got baptized in the Holy Ghost, that witnessing, that it seemed like I had to remember a script at one point, but once the Holy Ghost was activated into my life, just like Jesus said to his disciples, he said, don't be afraid whoever you stand before, when in that time the Holy Spirit will tell you what to say. And so that'd be one experience that whoever's listening today is to pursue the baptism of the Holy Ghost. In Acts, I believe it was Paul asked these body of believers, he said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And I'd like to ask that whoever's listening today is, since you believed on Jesus, have you been baptized in the Holy Ghost? And if you haven't, pursue it, because it's not to a few chosen. It's not to a select few or someone that has to do something to be worthy, but it's to all believers. Jesus said, if you, being evil, know how to give your children good gifts, how much more does your Heavenly Father know to give the Holy Spirit to those that ask?
And I love how you quoted that, Richard. A lot of people leave that part out. How much more?
Yep.
You know?
How much more? All he says is to ask of him. It's a free gift. I don't know about you, but I've never declined a good gift.
Amen.
And it's a gift. It's a gift ready to be received to all that ask. So I'd highly recommend, if you're someone today listening, to simply ask them and be ready to receive it. Cast all doubt, cast all preconceived ideas, and look at what the Scripture says about the Holy Spirit, and I can guarantee you don't want to miss it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That's good. Okay, I got another question for you. How did you get into the ministry? And where and how did you feel called in the name of Jesus?
You know, I think in our circles, in Pentecostal circles, I think everybody's often trying to hear a new word from people, and we stand down at the altars, and everybody wants a word of wisdom or a word of knowledge, and those are all great things. Those are gifts of the Spirit. But one thing the Lord spoke to me a while ago was the word Jesus gave in Mark 16:15 hasn't changed, and that is to go into all the world and preach the gospel.
Amen.
And that wasn't to just our pastors, and I thank God for our pastors. They have a tremendous burden on them, and they need our prayer.
Amen.
But the Great Commission wasn't just to evangelists, you know, like Billy Graham or Reinhard Bonnke, but the Great Commission was to everyone that calls themselves a follower of Jesus.
Amen.
And so Paul said, I think it was in Romans 12, that it's our reasonable thing to do is to present ourselves as a living sacrifice. It's not, he's not asking much. He's simply saying if Jesus was willing to lay down his life, shouldn't we try to do that as well?
Amen.
And amen. Praise
so
God.
I think if where much is given, much is required, if someone was to hand me a cure to some incurable disease today, I'd have a moral responsibility to give it to those people. And we've been given the cure to sin.
Amen. That's praise right. God. That's amen.
That's good. That's
amen.
Good. Amen. How important is it to you to have the support of your wife in ministry?
I count it as one of the most important things because, you know, like the Bible says, a house divided against itself cannot stand. And when God created Adam, he created Eve to help him. So I thank God that the Lord's given me a godly wife. Yesterday was our anniversary. It'd be 6 years.
Oh.
And I thank God. It was actually, it's funny speaking to you guys because a month after we got married, we got a chance to go on revival to you guys' church out at New Life.
Amen.
And so from that point on, we hit the ground running. For the last 6 years, me and my wife has been on revival ministering. And I couldn't go where I go or do what I do without my wife pushing me and backing me and supporting me and keeping me in line when I need kept in line.
Amen.
And we got a chance to go on revival this last week. And if my voice sounds a little raspy, it's me and her prayed at the altars every service. And I thank God for a godly wife. I couldn't do without her.
Amen. Amen. So you're saying you're going to keep her, huh?
Yeah, she's a keeper for
sure. She's a keeper for sure.
Amen.
And you sure have a cute little boy, too. I can't lie.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, yeah. He keeps us busy. He'll be 3 at the end of this month, and yeah, he gives us a run for our money.
I bet.
Amen. I praise bet. God.
So, Richard, what's your vision, do you think, for our church and our people going in the future? And what do you want to share with us?
When I look at our people and I look at our movement and our I think of all the trailblazers like you guys out in Phoenix, and I look at my dad, my Uncle Eddie, Uncle Bill, and you to start naming names would be impossible. But there's so many that have helped with the movement. But when I look at my generation, the burden on me that I feel is that in the passing of the baton, I don't want to drop the baton.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
I think one of the biggest things that my generation can run into is being complacent and hanging our hats on past victories. And the only thing I think past victories should do is to encourage us to go further.
Amen.
Amen. That's good.
I think it's easy to see the state of our people and see how far God's brought us in such a short period of time and feel like that the job has been done, but we're just getting started. We're just at the tip of the iceberg, and
amen.
God has so
amen.
Much more in store for our people. But I will say Ronald Reagan had a quote was, freedom is only one generation away from extinction. So if we
amen.
Don't keep on pushing back
praise
the forces
God.
Of darkness and pushing back compromise and worldliness, the devil's always crouching at the door, and it's going to come up to my generation, this next generation, to keep up godly standards, keep up holiness, and stand for godly truth no matter who says otherwise. Because, you know, I think about Moses he was a great man of God and he passed it down to Joshua, but we see in the book of Judges that it says that every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And if we're not careful, if we don't keep up those same standards that the generations before us did, we're in danger of coming to a generation that does what's right in their own eyes. That everything's a gray area. There's no black and white no more. And
that's good,
and that's
Richard.
A scary thing.
Amen.
And, you know, if we keep on looking at people's opinions, that's what you're going to happen. But that's why we got to be rooted in the Word of God, because His Word will last forever.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's it. Amen.
You answered a question I was going to ask you, and it was, what do you see in the service of the people for the future? And to get into the ministry for Jesus Christ for the young people and fight that battle and that war. And what advice would you give the children for that, or the youth, or the older people too, anyone?
I think at the end of the day, every believer has to have the mindset, if not me, who?
Amen.
You know, think as young kids, we can try to leave it up to the older people, and sometimes the older people say, leave it up to the young kids, and we get the fingers pointing, and nothing gets done. But at the end of the day, as much as I try to correct my son, as much as I try to make sure that what's under my roof that I have control of, at the end of the day, we all only have control of ourselves. And
Amen.
So, you know, we could complain about the shape of the world. We can complain about the shape of the church. But like the old saying, why curse the darkness when you can light a candle?
Amen.
So at the end of the day, whether you're a good speaker or not, whether you're a good singer or not, whatever ability that God's given you, and rather than making excuses or complaining, do something with what God has given you.
Amen. Praise God. Good advice for everybody. And put on the mind of Christ.
Amen. That is good advice. Richard, just something popped into my brain. Seeing that your father was a trailblazer, your Uncle Eddie, Billy, all the people that you mentioned, your Granny Eppie, and for a young man, maybe someone else that is a dad, is a minister, and a mom, your mother, incredible woman of the Lord, how was it being under the shadow of that and finding your own way, your own niche in your ministry? What would you say to somebody maybe that is under the shadow of their dad or mom or whatever that wants to push forward for the Lord?
I see it as a responsibility, not only just being in their shadow, but ultimately being a part of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And, you know,
Amen.
I think at the end of the day, like the Bible says, that we're ambassadors of Christ. If we could keep the same mind, you know, like, when my truck is lettered up with our company name, I'm trying not to cut off people out on the road. I'm trying not to run through red lights. I'm trying not to do anything that would make our company look bad. And I think if we have the same mindset, I try to keep the best of my ability is to remember that we are ambassadors of Christ wherever we're at, whether it's at the restaurant, whether it's at church or outside of church. We represent somebody, and I count it a privilege to be Ham Parker's son, Debbie
Amen.
Parker's son, that Eppie signs as a grandson,
Amen.
And they've been a tremendous blessing to me and to so many people in our country. And at the end of the
Praise
day, you can only be yourself, and God, at the end of the day, He didn't call, you know, of all the people He called in the Bible, Moses, Esther, all the disciples, they're not here today. He put you here today for a
Amen.
Specific purpose.
That was good.
Praise
you know,
God.
I like it. The Bible says that it says that God called David in his generation for his purpose. And God calls each and every one of us in our generation for a purpose as well.
Amen. And, praise God.
You know, it talks about that we have a great cloud of witnesses. We have so many. We're so blessed with so many people that have came before us that are running the race right now that or went to be with the Lord, and we can look at them as encouragement that we can do it too.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's praise good. God. That was good. Is there anything else you'd like to add on a personal note before we close?
I think if there's one last thing that I would say is the word disciple, you can't have a disciple without discipline.
Good. And, that's what it means. Amen.
Disciple. And so in other words, I think nowadays too many people, we base our Christian walk on a feeling. And often feelings will go up and down to depend on what kind of day you're having.
That's right.
But I think if I'm talking to any believers today, is remember the commitment you made to Christ. And sometimes you have highs and you have lows, but you can't be a disciple of Jesus without discipline. And sometimes that means coming to church when you don't feel like it. That means cracking open your Bible when you don't feel like it, praying when you don't feel like it. But at the end of the day, you keep on pressing towards that mark of the prize, which is Christ Jesus. He says, don't grow weary in well-doing, but in due season you will reap a harvest.
Amen.
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 Praise
Amen.
God, Father.
Well, we sure want to thank you for coming on, Richard. We really enjoyed it, and you truly blessed us. And thank you for your prayer and the support by coming on for this ministry. And we just want to thank you so much. You're a blessing to everybody, Richard.
Thank you, Richard.
You guys are a blessing there in Phoenix, Arizona. And you are touching the four corners of the earth doing this. And I thank you guys for continuing this. And you are impacting a lot of people. And you're getting ahead of the curve with your podcast. And I admire that because I do a lot of the live streaming and stuff like that back home here. So I appreciate when someone's willing to take another venture for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We appreciate your ministry. We appreciate your family's ministry, and thank you for coming on.
Praise God.
God bless. Thank you.
May the Lord smile upon your house, your wife, and your child, and bless you.
Thank you, Uncle Bill.
With the love of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen.
Keep up the good work, the fight.
You too, Uncle.
Okay, my man.
Well, that's our podcast for this week. Join us next Monday for the latest podcast, and remember, you can scroll down and listen to any that you missed. Please follow us on Spotify and tap the notification bell to have every new podcast loaded automatically. The Spotify app is free, and it makes it much easier. We will be posting new podcast links on New Life Church Facebook page every Monday. Thank you for listening, and we hope you listen next week. God bless.